It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Perhaps you have already noticed the marquee at your local convenience store and the display of the price of a gallon of gas, which keeps inching upward. Well, you're not imagining things. The average price of a gallon of gas in Pennsylvania as of last week was $3.77 a gallon, well above the national average of $3.69 per gallon. I'm joined now by phone from Tampa by Greg Laskoski. He's senior petroleum analyst for GasBuddy.com. He'll explain what's behind these rising prices and whether we're headed for $4 a gallon gas. Greg Laskoski, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, David, or excuse me, Greg, David just left. Greg, We are in a situation here in Pittsburgh where the gas prices are rising. I just drove in Mount Oliver past my local convenience slash gas station, and the price on the sign said $3.97. So is $4 a gallon gas, at least at some stations in Pittsburgh, inevitable?
Well, I think it could be. Certainly, we see some stations at $3.99 in the Sarver area. Do you know where that is?
Yes.
So, if anything, that should convince people they should be using the Gas Buddy app because they're going to save money.
to find the station that has the least amount of a price for the gallon of gas.
Absolutely, because they could also find gas at $3.69 a gallon. That's in Washington, in West Mifflin, in Jefferson Hills. There's a number of stations at $3.69 a gallon, so it certainly would make sense to use that. But even besides that, you're right. We do see Pennsylvania, the statewide average has actually stabilized at about $3.76, and that's exactly where it was a week ago. But for some reason, Pittsburgh is seeing a little bit more volatility. The average at $3.84 right now is up about 3 cents a gallon from where it was a week ago. But a month ago, it was $3.81. So that's not an awful lot of movement.
Why is Pittsburgh seeing this disparity?
You know, I'd have to do a little more research to give you a definitive answer. I think it may have something to do with just the logistics in getting fuel from either the terminals or refineries directly into the market. But beyond that, I don't have an exact answer to explain it. It's very possible also that either county or local taxes may be contributing to it as well.
And as far as just this recent spike, Greg, why are we seeing gas prices going up? Usually in the summer, you get a bit of a spike, but this is something that I don't know how many of us can recall seeing a price that's near $4 a gallon in Pittsburgh.
Well, there's no question that the last 3 or 4 weeks have been troublesome. Nationwide, the average price had gone up. Just this week, though, we're starting to see that flatten out. But the problem is that crude oil prices responded to the situation in Iraq. And we saw crude prices domestically go up over $107 a barrel. Today, they're trading at about $104 and change. So that's a good sign for consumers. I think we're likely to see gasoline prices come down, more likely to see that happen than see them go up over the next week.
So you're saying that there might be a bit of a break for us?
I think so. And I know that while the 4th of July weekend lies ahead and people automatically assume that gas prices are going to go up because it's a major travel weekend, that's not always the case. More often than not, we actually see prices stay flat through those travel periods, and in some instances, they've even come down by a nominal amount. So there's a very good chance you'll see these prices come down through the weekend.
In the meantime, for those who are a bit alarmed at what we're seeing, are there other parts of the country that where it's even worse? Just give us something to make us feel better.
Oh, brother, be grateful that you're not in California. They're paying about $4.20 a gallon, and it's Chicago, New York, L.A. All of those areas are paying much higher gas prices than you're seeing right now.
We're talking with Greg Laskoski. He is a senior petroleum analyst for GasBuddy.com, joining us to explain what's behind the rising gas prices. And, Greg, just as far as a long-term forecast, as I mentioned, summer is usually the time where you see the gas prices go up. As we get into fall and winter you know, what if you look into your crystal ball here, what would you gauge as far as prices for the future?
Well, you know, it's difficult to forecast that far ahead, but we've got to watch two things. Especially on the Atlantic seaboard, we've got to keep an eye on this tropical storm Arthur, because that's something that could be disruptive. And we saw what happens, you know, we saw what happened with Hurricane Sandy. Not only can it close down refineries, but it can also knock out electricity, and that means a lot of gas stations may not be able to pump the gas that they have underground. So anytime there's a hurricane or a tropical storm forecast, we've really got to keep an eye on the path that that's projected to take and what the severity of that storm might be. In this instance, I think we're just going to see some rain, not very strong winds. So it's gonna cancel some people's travel plans, but I don't think it's gonna have an impact on infrastructure. The one thing storms like this do deliver, though, is it reduces consumer demand because fewer people are on the road. And generally, when you have that happen, that means the price goes down.
Greg Laskowski is a senior petroleum analyst for GasBuddy.com. Greg, thank you so much for being with us, providing us with this information, and we wish you a safe and happy 4th of July holiday.
Well, you too. Thanks very much.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Tomorrow on the program, a special encore presentation on the 50th anniversary of the Freedom Summer of 1964 and the struggle for civil rights legislation. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you so much for listening.